Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott. I'm excited this morning because I'm still basking in the glow of the picnic, the church picnic we had on Sunday over at Rush Park after worship. If you missed it, you missed a good time. We had fabulous food, abundant shade, the weather was perfect, a lot of fun games, and dancing. That's right, you heard me say it. We had dancing in the park at a church picnic. Who would have thought? Well, we had invited a group of square dancers to come, and they did a demonstration for us, and then they invited us to come up and learn some do-si-do-ing, and I don't know, that's the only call I can remember. Anyhow, there is, rumor has it, there's a video of some of us dancing, and it may be on the World Wide Web. I encourage you to check it out, and you can see some of my smooth moves as I made my way around the square. And I bowed to my partner, and I bowed to the corner. Anyway, this morning, I'm coming to you from the corner of our church parking lot, a corner you may not have even noticed before, and I'm standing here next to this steel beam cross. It's a little weird, and that's why I'm standing here. It's much weirder than our granite cross at the entrance to the parking lot. And I'm coming to you from here because I want to reflect on yesterday's reading and reflection from our Hallelujah is Forever daily devotional. One of the reasons I want to look at yesterday's reading is that was the reading on my birthday, and I can sort of pretend like today is still my birthday, my special day. But the other reason, and probably the more important reason, is for some reason yesterday's reading really caught my attention. The title, Keep Christianity Weird, reminded me of the slogan that Portland, Oregon adopted a number of years ago, to keep Portland weird. You see, Portland had an alternative reputation, and there's a lot of creativity, a lot of artists there, and it attracted a lot of people there, and a lot of people moved there, and their concern was the more people moved there, it would dilute their weirdness. And so they wanted to make sure that they maintained that part of their character and who they are. Well, Quinn Caldwell, who wrote the reflection yesterday on keeping Christianity weird, reflects on a reading from Revelation chapter 12, a couple of verses that he has picked. And those verses describe a woman riding on the moon who fights with a seven-headed red dragon. It's the red dragons you have to watch out for. Isn't that weird? A seven-headed red dragon. Who would have thought that we'd read about such a thing in the Bible? And yet, there it is. And I think that's what Caldwell's point in his reflection is that Christianity has not always been mainstream. It has not always been popular among the majority culture, although it's in a decline these days. We have sort of domesticated the message that comes out of Scripture. We've made it mainstream. We have tamed it, so to speak. But it's hard to tame a description of a woman riding on the moon, fighting a seven-headed red dragon. It's hard to make sense of that. It's hard to put that neatly into a box and move on. I would suggest, and Caldwell would suggest, that the taming we have done of other parts of Scripture, the taming we have done of the person of Jesus, has diminished, in some respects, the effect or the impact of his message. For Jesus came as a radical, weird. He didn't come and enter into the middle of society and take a leadership role and run for office. No, he engaged people who were on the margins. He went around the system and tried to gather folks, not through the system, around, and by doing so, he threatened the very system that had been put in place to provide structure and so forth in the culture. Jesus came as an alternative to what was going on, an alternative for folks who didn't find a place for themselves in the middle of the structures that had already been established that benefited, unfortunately, only a few. And I think Caldwell would encourage us to think about how we could be weird, radical like Jesus, how we could not just engage the systems that are mainstream and try to make our Christianity become a part of that, but we could work to make the systems benefit more people, to spread the love of God in Jesus Christ to as many people as possible, to let people that they know that they too are loved. Keep Christianity weird. It reminds me of when I went away to college. I attended UC Santa Cruz in the late 80s, and we just acknowledged our high school graduates this past Sunday. And when I went to Santa Cruz, it was an alternative campus. I mean, meaning that it was a campus that really gathered people, students from colleges, from high schools, mostly around the state of California, who were on the margins, the fringes, the progressives, folks in there, where they grew up, where they went to high school. And I think the irony was that Santa Cruz gathered those folks, myself included, people who'd been unique and kind of didn't want to be confined by social norms. And then there they found other people who thought the same way they did. And then they were unique and individuals together. They became the social norm in that structure. And I, for one, turned away from that structure as well, because I didn't want to be any more in the norm there than I did in my high school. I imagined myself and saw myself as on the outside, critiquing the system as opposed to participating in it. As a result, I began to work for a multinational corporation. I began to wear a shirt and tie to work, and I started my career as an undergrad, while the rest of my classmates were protesting everything under the sun, individually but yet together. I think that we have perhaps taken some of the sting out of the gospel by trying to domesticate it, by trying to make it unoffensive to folks and not really allow it to speak in Jesus' life and ministry to speak and to be weird and radical in the way that they were at the time, and to do so as well today. For us, I think it requires us to step out in faith, to risk being uncomfortable, to risk being weird, and to be seen and perceived as that by those in our community around us. Keep Christianity weird. Read Revelation even though you don't understand it, because I think those places where we have the most, where we are uncomfortable and have the least understanding, we really have to lean into our faith and trust that where God is leading us and bringing us to help share the good news of His love. A lot to think about. Stay weird, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week.